We're up to page Zion. So we learned about Oinik Shabbos last week. Oh, we were supposed to speak about Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. So there's different levels of not eating on Erev Shabbos. Or we should say of eating on Erev Shabbos, because it's also brought that you're not supposed to fast on Erev Shabbos, because we don't want you coming into Shabbos starving. That's also not covered Shabbos. The goal we do want you to come into Shabbos is with an appetite to eat on Shabbos. That's a hiddur mitzvah. It's a hiddur mitzvah when you're hungry to eat, but not starving.
Why is starving no better?
It's, yeah, like all over the place. You're not controlling yourself. Right.
Because then
a
couple of Shabbos comes, you're making kiddush.
So there's different levels of sudas. There's the suda that your rogaba, sudas that people normally have, like your normal lunch. But then there's eating more than that. So on Friday, to eat more than what you normally eat, that you're not supposed to. It's also not covered to Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of Sudas. Shabbos is the day they're supposed to eat Suda. Why are you eating a Suda on Friday? Wait until tonight to have your Suda. But a meal that you normally have, that you're allowed to have on Friday. But when it comes to the ninth hour, so then it's not usur, but that's where it's brought down the Indian, to refrain from even a suda that you normally have, unless it's a suda's mitzvah or something like that.
What's
the
ninth hour?
Ninth hour is around 2 hours. 2 hours
before Shabbos?
Yeah. You'll look at the calendar, we'll say on the calendar. That's, and now, fruits, snacks, that you could have all day. But again, keep in mind that you want to come to Shabbos with an appetite to eat. Okay, Tezayin, Suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos, B'yoyim, he Ikar Suda Shabbos. The Ikar Suda Shabbos is in the day. Which is interesting because it could be all three Sudas of the Raisa. Going to the time. Kiddush, I'm talking about Sudas now. We're not up to Kiddush. Sudas, the Gemara learns it from Pasuk. It says, Echlu Ayyam, Echlu Ayyam, Echlu Ayyam. Three times. We learn three Sudas. The Taz holds that the Suda Shabbos is the Raisa. Many other places hold that. But the idea is that the Suda Shabbos of the day is the Ikar Suda. It's the Ikar Suda. Akein, Yishayesh Le Mani Yafa, someone has a nice portion. Yanchena at Suda Sayyim should save it for Shabbos day. Which is interesting because we sort of do the opposite. The chash of a meal is usually Friday night. What could be pshat is that the cholent, which is the Shabbos food, that we say for Shabbos day. That makes
sense.
People shouldn't have it Thursday night. People shouldn't have it Tuesday night. Friday night is still Shabbos, okay, but to have it Thursday night, I don't understand. Yeah, we're not getting into that now. Let's try to stick to what it says here. Ma'ayinik Shabbos lachol basar v'dagim. Part of Ayinik Shabbos is to eat basar and dagim. Nichlal b'zeh gam sudas erev she'ish lachol basar. Also, by the evening suda to eat basar, eat lav l'mishem mazik l'ashen mimen oinik masham achol. Meaning, this halach of eating fish and meat is not to force yourself to eat it. It's part of oinik. If for you it's not an oinik, if for you it hurts you or you don't like it, then you do not need to eat it. Then you should find other foods that you do enjoy to eat. Muva b'faisim she'ishin lechol dogim. There's an Indian also that Pais can bring down. Rebbe is a very makbaran api. Kabbalah, different reasons. To eat fish, dafka by the Sudas. Some reason it became nog that people eat fish Friday night. Shal Sudas, Shabbos morning, not as much. But there are those that are taka makbar to eat all three Sudas. Gami kveda Shabbos lefais lechamim. Also, part of Kavar Shabbos is to bake challah. Why we call it, what's the idea of challah? Because there's a special Indian to be mafresh challah Erev Shabbos. Because since the chet of Chava was on Erev Shabbos, and being mafresh challah is a tikkun for the chet of Chava, therefore there's a special Indian of baking challah Erev Shabbos. But if baking challah on Erev Shabbos is going to cause the household to be rushed and come into Shabbos in a panic, then better bake earlier in the week than Friday. Another Indian of baking challah for Shabbos is because in many cities they did not have Jewish bakeries. So even though we Ashkenazim are makel to eat bread baked by a Goyish baker, but for Shabbos, especially for Shabbos, they should have Jewish baked bread. So therefore, the lady of the house would bake bread for Shabbos.
It's really only going on the first part, but if you're only baking a minimal amount of challah, you're not able to mafresh challah, is there a point to bake challah?
Point to that reason, not. According to the second reason, yeah. Okay, over the Nohagois Kane Oid Mitamach, the Litin has his damnus, the Kai Mitzvah, the Fresh Chal, okay, that we spoke out. It's you can see Zoshim Losh, Losh is Isa Sheish Mesafik, fine, okay. Shalish Suudais, Mitzvah Lechel B'Shabbos Gimel Suudais, come I call Mitzvahs and Shabbos. The Mitzvah of eating three Suudas and Shabbos is equal to all the other Mitzvahs, which means women are also included in this halacha of eating three Suudais. Some women think they're pata from Shalosh Shudas. Some men think they're pata from Shalosh Shudas. But this is a chiyav upon all to eat all three Su'udas. V'im yira shal yidei sha'oichal harbis besu'udas sha'abayki yakashle lechal achakein ha'su'udas shlishis. If you see that by eating in the morning, it's going to be hard for you to eat afterwards the third su'uda. As toiv lemayid b'chilasim, shalessim azenem ha'chacham eina b'reishai. The chacham has eyes on his head that he sees ahead of him. So on a winter Shabbos, where the days are short, those that know that eating a lot in the morning is going to hold them back from being empty, shall should this, they should eat less. Okay, we're gonna go to the next paragraph. Mishle Achal Suda Laila Yeshle Achal Bayom. Someone who missed out the Friday night Suda, he wasn't well, or whatever reason, he was drunk and he didn't make it to the Suda. So then he has to eat during the day extra Suda. He has to make up in the morning. Final Lechel Oz Shalish Suda is Bayom. We'll learn by Hilchas Kiddush what he has to do with Kiddush. Mitzvah Lishon B'Shabbos is a mitzvah to sleep on Shabbos. Shina b'Shabbos Tanig. Sleeping on Shabbos is a tanig. Some say Shina means Mishnah, learning Mishnayos. Much like that one.
Chen yesh.
What?
Yeah.
Chen yesh oinig Shabbos lelech l'tayel beginois to go for a nice Shabbos walk. Kamakim yeshir l'zeh. However, there's a share to it. You can't sleep the whole Shabbos. Shein leval is called Shabbos el yasik b'lima teira. The base can bring down that based on Midrashim that Shabbos was given to us to learn Torah, and the Sfarim bring down to be mechadish Torah, the special idea of learning something new on Shabbos, a chiddush. But Friday Elo Trudim Koyim Shvuv, especially those that are busy all week with their parnasa, so Shabbos was given them for more learning. One more paragraph, then we're gonna take questions. The Shabbos Mispal and Sheva Brachas. On Shabbos we do not daven Shmona Esrei, the 18 Brachas, we daven Tefillahs of 7. V'im Mispal Tefillah Shachol Tzarech Lachzal Mispal. What happens if someone by mistake daven Shmona Esrei? It's the daven over the Shabbos davening. Kamakim im Hizkir Afil Tzarech Achas Min HaBrachas. But if he remembered, even if he's holding a middle one, the Brachas, Min Yoni Shabbos, he remembers, oops, it's Shabbos. Yotza, and he continues now with the tefillah of Shabbos, is Yotza. Even this can be emsa tefillah. I'm sorry, what happened over here? Tefillah teich achas min rebrocha. Im hiske, I feel teich achas min rebrocha min yoni Shabbos. I'm sorry, im hiske means he mentioned. Yeah, he mentioned. Somehow he said some tefillah about Shabbos. So he's Yotza, even though he damned the whole week they shmanis. Avalim nizka b'emtzat tefillah. This happens. Yemil slach lanu. You remember? Oops. One second. Shabbos. Goy moisi bracha. You finish the bracha. V'chayzel becha Shabbos. Cheinim amrak teves atachoynein. You said atachoynein. You finish it off and go back to tefillah Shabbos. However, if you only said the word ata, and it's by Mayriv or Shachris. I'm sorry, Mayriv or Mincha. Where the next bracha starts at Atta, then you just start with the Shabbos. By Tefillah Shachris, Kim Sheini Metzchez B'Teva Achas, if you only said Atta, and you had Kavanah B'Atta Choynein, which most people don't have Kavanah, they just say Atta automatically, so if you had Kavanah B'Atta Choynein, then you finish off Choynein, and you go through the bracha, and then you go back to Shabbos. However, if you did not have, you just said Atta automatically, and then you remembered, so then you could continue with the Shabbos Monastery. Komakim rak nichsha b'lashayne dana masikshah. Tfilas b'inig emeris. Fine. By Musav, you always have to go back, because Atta chayneh doesn't belong in Musav. Okay, so that's the halacha of if someone forgot the Shabbos.
How far
is it? Yeah.
You have to sin shalom, you don't just go back?
Still, right. Okay, yeah.
This was meat and wine. It means really meat and fish. It means real meat or chicken?
So, chicken also. For Shabbos, chicken also. On Yontif, where there's a specific din of basar. So, over there, the Gemara talks about if you could be yaitza simcha with chicken or not. Seems like not. But on Shabbos, you could be yaitza with chicken.
But it's better to have meat.
Because it's better.
The chicken more if you have a stomach chicken, huh?
What? Yeah, if you like it better, if you like chicken, yeah, I mean, better, of course.
Maish knows
what's good. Yeah, any other questions before we go further? Okay, so now we're up to Elchus Kiddush. Kiddush. Okay, now there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to be mekadesh today, which is a chiddush, because Shabbos is not totally in us. Yontif is totally in us. We have to be mekadesh the chiddush, and based on when we make Rish Chiddush is when Yontif will be. Yontif is the 15th of the month, it's totally the day of the month. Shabbos is not totally in us. Shabbos, the day of Shabbos is the 7th day, whether you like it or not. So what are we doing when we're being Mekadosh today? So the mitzvah of being Mekadosh today is that even though it's Chal by itself, but still there's a mitzvah that you should establish that today is Shabbos. That's what the Torah wanted. For you to announce that now is Shabbos. Now, there's a mitzvah, perhaps Drabanan, some maybe one learns the Raisa, but Pashtas is Drabanan, that this Kiddush should be done over a kais of wine. You should take a cup of wine, and over the cup of wine, say Kiddush. Why wine? So the chinuch, right? Because we do things that are ma'iras, get us excited. When you're holding that cup of wine, it gets you high, it gets you excited. About what? About what you're saying about Shabbos. So that's what Chazal wanted you to do, it over a cup of wine. So that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be mekadesh the day. Now, obviously, we want to be mekadesh the day as close as possible to the beginning of the day. First, I need to daven ma'ariv. Once I daven ma'ariv, there's a mitzvah to go home as soon as possible, not to waste time in shul and shmooze with your friends, but to go home to make kiddush so it's closer to the beginning of Shabbos as much as possible. So let's see what he says here. Ksiv zachar is yom Shabbos zakatshay. Remember the day of Shabbos lekatshay, to be mekadesh it, to separate it. The idea of kiddush is that we're separating this day from the weekday. This day is different. Mikan lamdu chazal shetzrichan lazkir mekedushas Shabbos v'yom Shabbos. So in kiddush we talk about the kedusha of Shabbos. Chavur chachom lazkir b'tchilasa v'ala kois. Chazal added the Isser and said, in order for us to force you to make Kiddush, we're going to ask you to taste anything until you make Kiddush. That's how they force you, because everyone wants to eat. It's lav davka on a kois. Even on bread, one could say, Kamakum lechatchila in loichem pas the Kiddush. We don't take bread for kiddush. We use a kais. Ayim kashal of shtis yaino. But if there's no wine around, then he can use bread. Or if it's hard for him to make kiddush on wine for whatever reason, he can't drink wine. This is an interesting story of Shlem Zalman. He used to go to Kiddushim, and he would sit there for a tkufa. He would sit there and he didn't. Everyone was eating, everyone made kiddush, everyone was eating. He sat there, he didn't eat. And people would think he didn't want to make kiddush or what. So people would bring him a bottle of wine, show him how it's opened, he could open it. because they thought maybe he wasn't drinking the wine because the bottles were closed. And he looked at it very interestingly and put it down. So the rumor came out that he held a null open any bottles. There's no chilukim of what type of bottle it is. And he held if someone opens it, it's usher to drink the wine. All different rumors came out about his shita. So Mr. Moshe Yalda over here lives next to Arzabiri. He sent a message. He couldn't go himself, but he sent someone else to ask Rav Shlem Zalman what's pshat. He, in Shemini Shabbos, it brings down that he held that certain bottles you're allowed to open. So he said back, he says, what? He says, I can't drink wine. I can drink oil. I can only drink grape juice. I can't drink wine. Whatever health reason. That's why there's only wine there. I can't drink wine. So it's like the story of Moshe with the milk, right? You know the story with the milk? With two bottles of milk, J&J, and some other. Which one?
Part of the farm.
And sitting in front of him, one was closer to him, one was further away, at the bris. And he reached down and took the one further away. So the raid went around that Moshe holds that one which was closer, he shouldn't use. So the company came to him and said, what's going on? What do we do wrong? The Rosh Yeshiva made a statement that he can't use it. He said, what? He said, Adarabba, I picked up your bottle first. It was empty, so I took the other one. So I gave you Kedima. So Ayla made the mice. You can't learn from mice, okay? Fine, so back to the halacha. So the Chazal Masakin, you say Kiddush in the beginning of Shabbos, on a kais, and they asked you to eat. Now, bread is a question. It happens to be that bread Friday night is more allowed than Shabbos morning. Why? Because since Friday night we're making that long bracha of Kiddush, so it's nicker that you're saying Kiddush. But Shabbos morning, if I just can pick up the bread and say, Hamaytzalach Menaris, which that's what Kiddush is Shabbos morning, the psukkim we say is added on. Not really part of Kiddush.
So Al-Kain
is added on.
Just
Kiddush is just Baruch Priyagaf. So if you just say Amaytzi, it doesn't look like you make a Kiddush. It's part of the, looks like every Suda starts off with Amaytzi. So that's a Shabbos morning, there are Shittas that hold. You cannot make on bread. You have to find some kind of wine, grape juice, or something instead of that, or Chama Medina. But not bread. But there were great people who did make on bread Shabbos morning, like the Shita of the Raiva that you could make on bread if someone needs to. Okay, we will continue tomorrow. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
So remind me tomorrow to talk back.
How do you make Kiddush on lights? You hold the lechem or like what's the...
Have a good day.
You too. You wash and then you make Kiddush.
That's what I have to touch your bread or hold?
Pick it up, same thing you do with the Kaish Layayin.
First, Hamaytzi, then you kill this or
whatever you say, Bar Pigam. Just substitute Hamaytzi over here.
I mean, it's just you make a cholin and you keep all the meat together and it looks
like a cholin. What happened?
You keep all the meat together and the cholin doesn't dry out.
Is that an option?
Like,
it's not an
option. That's you take, you gotta take it out and then cut it off and put it back in the cholin.
That's the butter, are you asking?
Yeah, or also it could be taking out and putting it back in.
Yes, so putting it back in is chazar. Oh, but you don't have a blach. You need a blach. No, but the pot needs. What are you talking about? Crock pot? That could be a problem unless you have a blach.
It's in.
You need a blach.
It's already fully cooked.
What?
It's already
still, but Chazar on Shabbos, in order to return something to the fire, on a hot plate you could, but not where, not
the black on the crock pot is just the
right, so if you have a lining with a baking
just,
paper,
you can't just cover the
wax paper in between the heating element, and then
why can't you just cover
Chazar?
The dial?
Because most Pesachim, not all Pesachim, held that that's not enough.
Is Rabbi saying
that?
Byron held the Dievet. True, good question. Good question. Rav Moshe and the Har Tzvi ask you a question, and then in the next paragraph they say no.